program. And we're going to start our program with Sister Jan Goosby. She's going to open us up with a prayer.
All right, all right. Good evening, sisters. It's a blessing to be on the call tonight and a blessing to be able to kick off our 100 Days of Prayer rally tonight in prayer. So let us go to God in prayer right now. Almighty God, Father of all our life, Father God, Lord, we come to you right now in prayer with our heads bowed and our heart humbled, Father God. Just thanking you so much for this beautiful day that you allowed us to see, Father God, for bringing us this far, Father God, into 2021. About to embark on, if it be your holy divine will, that we embark upon a brand new year, 2022. Father God, we pray that we drop every baggage that's weighing us down in 2021, Father God, and that we might be able to walk into 2022 fresh and anew, Father God. Father God, help us, Father God, to be examples of Christ everywhere we go, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be an example of a Christian woman, Christian mother, Christian wife, Father God, and just a sister in Christ, Father God, seeking to do your will, Father God. Help us to be an example every day of our life, Father God. We know, Father God, that you have given us the breath of life and alone can keep our heart filled with your holy desires, Father God. Help us as sisters, God, to always remember to trust in your infinite compassion and wisdom, Father God. Rid us, Father, of fear and anxiety as we go into this 100 days of prayer. Father God, we know some of these sisters are new, Father God, and they don't know what to expect, and so they do have anxiety and they do have fear about doing this 100 prayer. But Father God, we ask that you bless them, Father God, that you calm them, Father God, calm their spirit, Father God, and that you please hear and answer our prayers if it be your holy divine will. Before I go any further, Father God, help me and forgive me of any sins that I may have committed, whether in word, deed, or thought, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God, forgive me, Father God, that this prayer might not be hindered in any way, Father God. We ask them that you just bless and forgive us all of our sins, Father God, that, like I said, that we leave all of this stuff back in 2021, Father God, as we step and embark upon 2022, that our lives are clean, Father God, and that we are worthy to call your children, Father God. We pray, Father God, for peace in the hearts of those who may be tormented by their circumstances this day, Father God, and bound by the fears, Father God, of what might happen. Father God, help us to know with assurance, oh God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, Father God, and that when we allow ourselves to be overcome by fear, the enemy is able to wreak havoc on us, Father God. And Father God, we know that as long as we keep our hand in your hand, Father God, you will be able to give us strength, Father God. Strengthen our hands this day, Father God, and grant us the tools necessary to lighten our heavy burdens, Father God, our heavy hearts. Father God, there have been so many lost this year, Father God. Loss of a mother, loss of a father, Father God, loss of the sisters and brothers of children, Father God. We ask them that you please give us comfort, Father God. Help us not to stress and worry over those things, Father God, but just help us, Father God, to just remember our loved ones in a mighty way, Father God. There are so many that are sick right now, Father God, who need your healing touch, Father God. So we ask them that you please touch them right now, Father God, and that you just help, Father God, and heal, Father God. We ask them that you comfort, Father God, and give strength where we're weak, Father God. Help us, Father God, to know that even though we might be going through a storm, that we won't remain in the storm because you right there with us, Father God. Help us to be still and know that you are God, and in you alone we have help in the time of trouble, Father God. We ask them that you please bless this program tonight, Father God, and that you bless every participant on the program tonight. We ask them that you just please give us the right words to say to encourage our sisters, Father God. We ask them that you bless them and their families, Father God. We ask them that you continue to be a fence all around us all, Father God. We thank you for our admins, our administrators, Father God. Sister Sharaka, who had the vision 17 years ago to do this, Father God, and continue to bless her and her household, her son. We ask them that you continue to bless her with those things that she's standing in need of, her with her health, Father God, finances, Father God, and just her spiritual walk, Father God. We ask them that you bless Sister Dorothy, Sister Katrina, Sister Levine, Sister Bridges, Father God, Sister Natissa, Sister Rosalind, myself, Father God. Help us continue to work together to help Lady Prayer Warriors, Father God, and every sister that participates in Lady Prayer Warriors and 100 Days of Prayer. We ask them that you bless the 100 Days of Prayer and every sister that's participating again. Bless their spiritual walk with you and bless their household, and most importantly, bless their prayers and their prayer leg members, Father God. We just thank you so much for another opportunity to be able to pray and pray for 100 days straight, Father God. Bless us all and help us and lead us, Father God. And again, if we need help, help us to speak up and ask somebody, Father God. This is my prayer. I pray and I leave it all at your feet. In Jesus' name, and I declare it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Jen, for a mighty, mighty opening prayer. Now, sisters, I want you to think about something as we get ready to go into our song. I want you to think about how you have been given the opportunity to pray for every sister on your list, all while they're all praying for you. I want you to think about the service opportunity, not what you can get, but think about the opportunity to pray for someone else and their circumstances. All right, Cynthia, get ready. It's the 100 Days of Prayer. Please take us up in song. Cynthia Watson.
Hello, my sisters. Truly, God has been good to us. We have such a praise in the first night. And so we're just going to magnify his name. Join with me as we worship. place you on the highest place for you. Oh, the great high priest, we place you high above all else, above all else, and we worship you and bow down at your feet. We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, above all else. And we come to you and worship at your feet. Amen.
Amen, amen. How angelic and beautiful. Boy, it's something about the name Jesus. Thank you so much for that beautiful song. Every time you said Jesus, it brought tears to me. Well, ladies, it is the 100 days of prayer. It's the 100 days of prayer.
Yes.
All right. We're going to keep things moving. And we have some dear words of encouragement coming our way. If you are off of mute, I don't know, it's one of us. You got a lot of background noise. And I muted everybody else, so it should, let me see where it's coming from. Make sure we go on.
Oh, that's some people in my complex setting off some fireworks. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, without further ado, we're going to allow those fireworks to keep going, but we got some fireworks of our own coming in the way of Sister Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, sisters, and thank you. Thank you all for being on the call tonight, and thank you all to the admins for this opportunity to share a few words with you as we progress from 2021 to 2022. And I want to thank all the program participants also. In January, just a little talk with Jesus made it right. In February, we felt like going on. In March, much was given, much was required. In April, we asked, received, and our joy was full. In May, moderation was made known to all, the Lord is at hand. In June, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus when the sun goes down. In July, joy, 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 down in our souls. In August, we cried, Abba, Father. In September, we were the salt of the earth. In October, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb. In November, we walked in the newness of life. And in December, we delighted ourselves in the Lord. And through it all, God kept us. Oh, the possibilities for the new year, the opportunities to help and give and pray and love and support and to be there for someone and to see our prayers being answered. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a great time. In Isaiah 43:18-19, the word of God says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What is ahead of us is new, so we should embrace it. We can't dwell on the former things or the things of old, for that does us no good. Remember, the Lord God was faithful in bringing you through the past year, and now he's given us the promise that he will never forsake us in the new year, Deuteronomy 31 and 6 and Hebrews 13 and 5. In Matthew 20 and 32, Jesus asked two blind men, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." I think a better question could be asked by us. Lord, what do you want me to do for you? Psalms 116 and 12 says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" We must remember that we, as God's people, are servants, and we are here to serve as God's eyes and ears to help others on this earth. How can we do more of God's will on this earth? How can we make someone's life a little easier or a little better? How can we be ready at thy bidding? Here am I, send me, Isaiah 6 and 8. How can we give a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, Matthew 10:42? How can we refresh others so that we too can be refreshed, Proverbs 11:25. So, sisters, what is it that you want to do for the Lord in 2022? Some may want to get busy exploring different ministries to get involved in. Some may want to read the Bible from cover to cover, like me. I've been a Christian for 30 years, and I have yet to read the Bible cover to cover. But my family members have gifted me with a brand new large print Bible, and it's going to happen this year in 2022. I'm going to definitely read the Bible from cover to cover. Some of us want to work on a new you in 2022 and get healthier, working on our temples and our bodies. Some of us want to learn a new language, take a class, get busy sewing, cooking, teaching, mentoring, doing more of what it is that you do to show God's love and encourage others. Or we may work to develop new talents and skills in order to help others so that God may be magnified, praised, uplifted in our lives. But whatever we do, we got to do all to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. We have to pray about what we want to do for the Lord. Habakkuk 2 and 2 says, "Write the vision, make it plain." Writing down your vision to do God's will is the first step of manifestation. Sisters, do you believe that God can do immeasurably and abundantly more than we could ever imagine? Ephesians 3 and 20. Through our prayers and our deeds and by working together, it's possible to turn our worlds upside down. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Luke 1:37, Matthew 19:26. I love Psalms 16 and 11. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures evermore." Sisters, in the days, weeks, and months ahead, your life in Christ is full of possibilities. Each new day is a day to live for the Lord, experience his love, walk in his joy, and love the life he came to give us. What an awesome blessing that will be to experience the 100 days of prayer 2022, praying for each other, presenting our petitions to God, an unbroken chain of prayer for 100 days. I can hardly wait to see how the Lord will move in our lives and address our situations. Sisters, are we excited about what God will do in response to our prayers and obedience? The more we spend time with God, the more we experience his strength, peace, joy, and every other good thing he has planned for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11. Hebrews 10 and 24 says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." And on a personal note, I just wanted to say to all my LPW sisters, thank you for all the lessons and all the prayers lifted for me and my family. It's definitely a blessing and a privilege to be a part of the LPW sisterhood, and my life has been richly blessed since I started out this time last year. It's definitely been richly blessed. The 100 days of prayer. Praise God. Finally, sisters, I want to encourage us to walk and talk with God every day and experience all that he has for us in 2022. To God be all the glory. Thank you all, and God bless you all. 100 days of
Amen, amen. That's how you party. And 100 days with prayer with the blowhorn. Amen. I like how you came in with all of the months and the power that we saw and what God did. Thank you, Sister Dorothy Rozier. We're getting ready. We're going to go back up to the throne with our dear sister, Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, my sister. What a blessing, what an honor it is to be on tonight to praise, give God the glory, prayer for the one who gave us prayer. Let us go to our Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, thanking you, dear Lord, for so much. You have blessed us to see and to make it through another year, 2020. And I thank you, Father, for blessing us. I humbly ask, dear Lord, forgiveness of my sins, that this prayer will not be hindered. And I ask, dear Lord, that you be with each and every tonight. Be with us, Father, as we prepare for the 100 days of prayer, midnight. We thank you, Father, for this privilege of coming to you in prayer, to talk to you, to build a relationship, to be intimate with you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your love for us, your unconditional love, where you gave your only begotten Son, Father, that we have the right to the tree of life. We thank you so much, Father, for your love, your unconditional love, even though we may not have done what you want us to do, Father, you still allowed us to be your children and obedient to your will. When we thank you, Father, for just blessing us to be able to come to you, to pour our cares to you, our concerns, even our joys, in the midst of those joys that we thank you. Dear Lord, I ask that you bless us as we prepare our minds. Thank you for those sisters that committed to pray for 100 days with us, as we encourage one another together, as we hold one another accountable and continue to give each other strength, dear Lord. Help us to draw strength from one another. Help us to stay in your word, to draw closer to you through your word. Help us, Father, to grow in love and in well-doing, that we can be the light that this world needs in 2022. We thank you, Father, for all the lessons that have been given throughout this year 2021. And as we prepare, we thank you for our lessons on how we should all be all on one accord. Thank you for reminding us that we have to be one, united. Thank you, Father, for also reminding us to have to care ourselves whenever we come to you. We thank you, Father, for a blessing to be able to hear those lessons brought by our sisters. We thank you for helping each and every one of us to be able to do what you would have us to do. Allow us, Father, as we go into the 100 days of prayer, always keep you at the forefront. We know, Father, we can't do anything without you. You say in your word that we speak your kingdom in all those things. We ask, Father, that you allow us to stay stirred up and stay in prayer. I ask that you bless us to continue to grow here, help our mental state, our physical state. We know, Father, that the devil will be mad, but we know, Father, that you are able to bring us through, because we stay united, if we stay united, you will allow us, Father, to be before you throughout our journey. And I thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a part of your family, to have so many sisters loving on me. And I know, Father, that it was only you that brought so many of us through those trials that we've been through throughout this year going into next year. And we know, Father, that you can do it. You do all things in your word. You tell us. Thank you. Ask. We ask that the not shall be. We ask that you allow us, Father, to have that desire that we need and continue to have the zeal that we need. Continue to do your will. We love you. We give you all honor and glory. Thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do. We know that you can do so much. If you continue to stay and abide in your word. Thank you. Love you. I ask it all in your name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Natissa, for taking us up. We appreciate it, and we love you. Now we're getting ready to go to the Word of God, and she shall open us up with the Word from the Scripture. Sister Adrian Jameson.
Good evening, my sisters, my beloved sisters. I'm so excited. I'm full and excited at the same time. But I've decided to read Psalms 121. This is a psalm that has gotten me through many a trial, many a tribulation. It reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Adrian, for reading God's word. And as we get ready for another song, I want you to remember that it is the 100 days of prayer. We are going to get started tonight. Remember to be all on one accord. Don't let anything or anyone block your prayer time, because it is the 100 days of prayer. Next up, we'll have a song by none other than Sister Lottie Hopo.
Good evening, ladies. Get ready, there's a train coming, you don't need no ticket, you just get on board. People, can't you hear the whistle humming, you don't need no. no, 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 no. Ticket. All you need is faith. If you want to hear that, if you want to hear that, if you want to hear that, Jesus humming, you don't need, don't, no, 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 ticket, you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, Lord. You just thank the Lord.
Amen, sis. Did she finish? I don't know if she faded out of.
I'm finished.
All right, sis. Praise God. Thank you so much. We don't need a ticket. I'll have you to know that that is a member of the 18th hour Holy Spirit Activator. And we shall pray for you and yours every evening starting at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lottie Holcomb and Sister Sharaka, we'll be praying. And also we have other prayer league members too, Sister Vanessa and Sister Crystal. I just did that quick shout out for my prayer league. Yes. All right, all right, all right. We're going to have some more words of encouragement coming our way by none other than our dear fellow administrator, our lady prayer warrior, our vice president, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Sisters, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Sisters, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Got to pat your own self on the back. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test, and no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Good evening, sisters. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so appreciative to have this opportunity to come and share a few words of encouragement as we embark upon our 100 days of prayer journey. I want to say thanks to our most gracious host, Sister Sharaka Melton, and all of our program participants. We welcome all of our sisters who are participating in the 100 days of prayer journey, which will be starting at midnight. Thanks to all of our visitors and friends. Sisters, I promise not to be long. I only need 10 minutes of your time. If I had to give my message a topic, it would simply be encourage yourself in the Lord. Sisters, there are times and periods in life we can get discouraged, frustrated with life and the events of life. David, one of my favorite Bible characters, found himself being discouraged, but he encouraged himself. The question is, how do we encourage ourselves? What's the model? What example can we find on the pages of inspiration? 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. And the scripture reads, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all of the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God." This passage of scripture provides a fundamental message of faith and focus. Verse number 6 finds itself, or may I say, it's right smack in the middle of the story of David, a young man who at the age of 17 has done the unthinkable. There are many incidents known throughout the story of David, how he goes into the battlefield and he kills Goliath. And when the armies of Israel marched back into the city, the women lined the streets and celebrated David. They shouted out, "Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000s. Saul is filled with so much jealousy, and he sets out to kill David. David runs for his life to escape the brutality. He escapes to a cave. And when he gets to the cave, he finds men that were rejected. Sisters, David had a lot going on, and he relied upon God as his refuge. Likewise, sisters, having a prayer life with God strengthens our soul for the times when the wild storms hit. I believe David also strengthened himself by recalling those times when God met and helped him through his many challenges. Confidence grows through experiences that put trust to the test. David had a grown relationship with God since childhood, from his days of leading sheep from the pastures. David had a prayer life of complete dependency. He did everything to honor God with his being. His prayer life was his place of coming to rest in someone bigger than himself. It wasn't an escape. It was more of the true reality of God embracing. How do we strengthen ourselves, or how do we encourage ourselves in the Lord? I want to share two ways we can encourage ourselves in the Lord, and the message will be ours. Sisters, being in a position and having a disposition of faith is how we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. Number one, we must proactively build a relationship with God. We make it a practice of reading our Bible, talking to God in prayer, studying God's word, meeting with our lady prayer warriors who are of like-minded and are invested in our spiritual journey of the 100 days of prayer, being in silence so we can hear God's voice as he speaks through the Holy Spirit of his word, and standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. Sisters, we need to get somewhere and sit ourselves down in the stillness to wait on God. And number two, we must remember our stories. We must remind ourselves of times when God supported us. If we could go through whatever our struggle was once, then we can go through it again. Sisters, journaling is something I love to do all the time because it can be so powerful. I can see how God has helped me time after time. The ability to get through the toughest of times comes from encouraging ourselves. Resilience grows day by day through relational dependency on someone bigger than our problems. I want to share my brief story of faith in encouraging us to proactively build a relationship with God and to remember our stories. Sisters, if it had not been for my relationship with God and my sense of faith, I could not have witnessed the demise and death of my dear mother. She was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I had to be there. And while being there, I had to be strong, and I had to rely on my faith in God to help me to survive and get through. Sisters, it was hard anticipating the day, time, hour, and even the last minute that my mother would take her last breath. The day came January the 2nd, 1997. The hospice nurse came in and checked my mother's vital signs, and then she told me it won't be long now. She says, "If there is anything you would like to do for your mother, the time is now." Sisters, It was at that time I had to transform myself from being my mother's daughter to being her sister in Christ to minister unto her. I read from her Bible, John chapter 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Next, I found the strength to sing one of her favorite hymns, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And finally, I prayed for her transition. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom has come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My mother had prepared me for this experience when I was a young girl. I watched her as she visited the sick and comforted many of those who were on their dying bed. She was bold and courageous. She would find strength in her faith to minister to others. Sisters, it is my prayer that we will not have hearts of the fainted, but we will encourage ourselves in the Lord. The message is yours. Thank you, sisters.
Wow. Wow. Encourage yourself. Go sit down somewhere and be still in the stillness of God. Sometimes we have to prepare ourselves by encouraging ourselves. What a powerful, powerful message. Sister Dorothy, I did not want you to stop. Praise God. Encourage yourselves. All right. We're getting ready for our closing prayer, after which we will have a few comments. But we're getting ready for our closing prayer for a program that has been well spent. Sister Cheryl D. Anderson, please close us out.
Thank you, Sister Sharaka Melton. I want to apologize before I even begin. We have fireworks going on here as well, so let's try to not listen to those, but let's just focus on our prayer. We can hold spiritual hands. Father God, we're here. We're here right now before your throne of grace and of mercy. We are thankful and we are grateful that we have a loving Father to call upon, none other than you. We are so blessed to be amongst the living. Countless others did not awaken this morning, this week, this year, this day. Lord, if it is your will, in just a few hours from now, we will experience a brand new day, a brand new year, a brand new opportunity to be better Christians than the previous year. We reflect tonight on those who started out with us on our 100 days of prayer journey last year. Some are no longer with us. We love them. We miss them. We extend our fervent prayers to their families. Father God, we ask of you now to please forgive us of our known and our unknown sins so that there won't be a disconnect between us and you. For we need you every single minute of each and every single day. Thank you for always being there and going before us on our journeys. We thank you for our LPW organization, our administration, our LPW family. We thank you for this beautiful rally, and we thank you for this entire month of preparation for our 100 days of prayer. Dear Lord, as we prepare to begin our journey of prayer, we recognize the facts that some just had surgery. Some just went through rigorous testing. Some are sick and shut in. Some are bereaved. Some have more bills than they have money. Some have failing marriages. Some have divorced. Some have no clues where their children are. Some are concerned with the choices that their children are making, and even have recently some been diagnosed with COVID-19. We have some who are battling cancer and various illnesses. Some are grandparents who are taking care of their adult children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren. Some are caregivers of their parents, relatives, friends. We lift them all up as they have made up in their minds and in their hearts that absolutely, positively nothing will stop them unless it be your will to carry on and participate in these 100 days of prayer. We are praying for one another, loving on one another, encouraging one another, sharing joy with one another, sharing good times, and also even sharing tears on this particular journey. Lord, we're committed to lift you up first and foremost as we pray for the entire world and one another. Our desires are to grow in you, to grow in obedience of your word, to grow in wisdom and knowledge, to grow in love, humility, to be just more thankful, more grateful, more benevolent, more studious. Lord, now we pray at this time for our lands and our countries. We pray for those in leadership to look to you for consultations and making sound decisions pertaining to the lives of everyone. We pray for the church. We pray that our lives will reflect to the lost of what a baptized believer should look like. We pray for our leadership, our elders and our deacons to make sound decisions for their congregations as we go through yet another variant of COVID-19. Lord, give us the strength to remember that no matter what happens in our lives, we must depend upon you. We must have faith in you. We must be courageous, steadfast, and unmovable, always abounding in the works of you. Our faith must be in you wholeheartedly. We must remember to have that faith over our fears. And when all has been said and done, our prayer is such that we, an imperfect people striving for perfection, may one day hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, well done." Oh, how I love Jesus. Because of him, because of his selflessness, because of his obedience to you, because of his love for us, we can carry on towards the mark. We thank you, Lord, for every single blessing. In the most powerful name of the heavens, the most powerful name of the earth, as we welcome the 100 days of prayer, year 2022, Jesus, 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 we ask all things and say in celebration, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Sister Cheryl D., what a way, what a way to take us up. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This has truly